Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Watch this.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Guys, I think you're going to love my next guest. I enjoy reading his work at AM Greatness. I've had him on my podcast a couple of times now. You can also find him on X at The Right Take Pod. He does his own podcast, The Right Take Podcast. Eric Lindrum, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's great to be back on the show, as always.
All right. Now, Eric, I'm impressed by you. Eric is a young conservative. He writes a lot on AM Greatness. It is absolutely insane. I don't know where he finds the time to write as much as he does. I used to write like a column a week, Eric, and I look on AM Greatness and you've got like 1,000 up per day. It's absolutely insane. And they're really good. But one, we talked about this before. I had you on my podcast before. You were actually on today as well. But I wanted people to hear this in Officer Tatum's audience. You wrote a column entitled, "It's Still Not the Economy, Stupid." Now, I'm not quite a boomer, although I've been called a boomer before, Eric. But this is not something that Republicans are used to hearing. We look at Bidenflation, if you will. We're looking at the high gas prices. I even talked about it in the last hour. But at the end of the day, you're saying this isn't what's going to win Republicans the White House, or Trump the White House, and Republicans, retaining the House and the Senate in 2024. Your response.
You are absolutely right, Carl, when you say that this is something Republicans are not used to hearing, but by God, they need to hear this. So, yes, mm-hmm. The conventional wisdom for the longest time, dating back to, of course, James Carville's famous line in 1992 during the Clinton campaign, "It's the economy, stupid." The conventional wisdom has always been that the economy is the make or break issue. If the economy is great, then the party in power will be rewarded and stay in power. If the economy is bad, they'll be thrown out and the opposition party will be elected. But in the last three elections in particular, 2018, 2020, and 2022, we have seen increasing indications suggesting that the economy no longer matters to the American people now the way it used to. Of course, the most recent were the midterms. The Republicans' big campaign, if you remember, Carl, their big message was talking about gas prices and inflation. Oh, look at those gas prices. Remember, Carl, that trend of those silly little stickers that were being slapped on the gas pumps with Joe Biden?
Yeah, I thought they were clever.
I did that.
I thought they were – yeah.
Right. But what? Clearly that didn't matter by the time Election Day rolled around, even though the inflation and everything was still really bad. Republicans still, they took back the House. Yeah, but it was a wash. It was not the red wave we were hoping for. It clearly did not work. And we lost a seat in the Senate, as it were. Then let's go further back. This is one of the most interesting numbers from the 2020 election cycle that I don't think gets talked about nearly enough. So, of course, the whole focus on the economy stems from, famously, Ronald Reagan asked that question at the end of his only debate with Jimmy Carter in 1980. "Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?" So every election since then, from 1984 onward, Gallup, the premier pollster in the country, would ask that question right before the election. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Yes or no? In 2020, they asked this question in September, by the way. So this is well into the COVID lockdowns and the recession caused by that. This is after all the destruction of the race riots and the general dissatisfaction people felt with the country, blaming it on Trump. September of 2020, Gallup asked this question. 56% of respondents said, yes, I am better off now than I was 4 years ago. That is a record high, first time ever that an outright majority above 50% said yes. And it blew the previous record out of the water, 47% who said yes ahead of Bush Jr.'s reelection in 2004. And yet somehow, despite that, despite 56% of Americans saying I'm better off now than I was 4 years ago, Trump still, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes right now, lost the election.
Right.
Now, even if you take the voter fraud into account that most likely did flip the swing states in Biden's favor, we can still most likely guess that Biden did win the popular vote as Hillary did in 2016. Yeah. He probably got maybe about 49%. Give or take 49-48%. So that means roughly 7 or 8% of those 56% still turn around. They said, yeah, yeah, the economy's great. I'm doing better under Trump, but I'm still going to vote for Biden anyway, which is just unheard of. Why on earth would they vote against their own interests unless the economy doesn't matter anymore? And then, of course, you go further back to the 2018 midterms and a piece that was written at American Greatness by a colleague of mine, Christopher Gage, under the title, It's Not the Economy Stupid. So mine, of course, is very similar to that. He argued from the inverse that, of course, this is right after the 2018 midterms when this article came out, despite Paul Ryan and the GOP talking about how great the economy was, which it was at the time. This is post-2016 and pre-COVID. The economy at that point was just roaring thanks to Trump's policies, and it was not enough to save the Republican Party. They still got thrown out in a landslide. Pelosi came back as Speaker because, just as you know, they have not punished Democrats for a bad economy yet. They did not reward Republicans for a good economy back then. So that's three times in a row this is happening. So anytime someone tries to say, oh, well, maybe 2022 was a fluke because of Dobbs or whatever, you know, abortion, you can say this has happened three times in a row. And unless Republicans want to start personifying Einstein's definition of insanity, it's time to abandon the economic messaging going into this November.
Now, I mean, that is absolutely fascinating, because when you think about the economy, when you think about people earning an income, so on, et cetera, usually I associate money to self-preservation. But for some reason, that wasn't as big of a deal in 2020, 2018, as you mentioned, 2022, and even in the special election in 2023. So I know that people my age and even older, we think of politics old school, if you will. Obviously, I try to read you. I read younger writers that have a greater pulse on Generation Z and the millennial generation. But you're absolutely right. It's almost as if a lot of voters are no longer motivated by money. Not that they don't want it or need it, but it isn't a motivating factor when it comes to elections anymore, or not as much so anyway. And that's hard for me, frankly, Eric, to grasp. Is there a moral component to it? Maybe the left has made people feel so guilty, Americans feel so guilty for earning money, they've gone to all this woke stuff, and it's kind of a new morality or a new religion, if you will. What brought this on?
I think that is definitely what you said, the morality, almost like a quasi-religion that, of course, kind of in conjunction with this, the conventional wisdom that we heard for the longest time, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, facts don't care about your feelings. You know, some guy yep. made that famous. But that also is not true anymore. Now, if anything, we are in an era where feelings don't care about your facts. Voters are now more likely to vote based on emotional heartstring issues, things that tug at the heartstrings. You know, the Democrats weaponized abortion in the 2022 midterms. I personally don't think that was the sole reason it was a wash for Republicans, but people are going to cite that as a factor. And let's look back at 2018. You know, what did the Democrats have to run on in 2018? The economy was great. We did not have inflation or anything along those lines. Again, this was pre-COVID and before all the riots. You know, the international scene was great. Everything was going fine under Trump. What did they really have as a campaign message in 2018? Russia. You know, Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump's a Russian agent. That was basically it, and that was enough for them to win the election. So, yeah, absolutely, I think that is a key component. And I love comparing and contrasting this. It's a perfect example, a perfect focal point for me here, as I've told you before on your show, is Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. In 2021, right. In the last 3 weeks of the campaign, he shifted firmly to the cultural issues, transgenderism, CRT, under the general umbrella of education, parents' rights and education and whatnot. And what happened? We flipped all three statewide offices. We took back the House of Delegates. And nearby, we almost flipped to New Jersey, by the way. That was because of those cultural issues, which, yeah, they tug at the heartstrings. Fast forward, as you mentioned, the 2023 off-year election. Just last year, Virginia. Youngkin did a lot of campaigning to hold the Virginia House of Delegates and flip the Virginia State Senate. But his main talking point in 2023 was not CRT, transgenderism, none of that stuff. It was mostly, oh, let's lower taxes. Let's reduce the gas tax. Let's get rid of the EV mandate, electric vehicle mandate. And what happened? Republicans failed to take the state Senate, and they lost the state House. What was missing from 2021 to 2023? The cultural issues.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely fascinating. And you're speaking of Ben Shapiro. He often says facts don't care about your feelings. You're saying feelings don't care about your facts. And frankly, Eric, here's the weird thing. I think both of you are right. I don't believe facts don't care about your feelings. Eventually, I think facts kick you in the butt. But when it comes to voting, when it comes to winning elections right now, feelings don't care about your facts. And I think what Ben Shapiro states is the America that we would like to get back to, but we got to win elections to get there. We got 20 seconds to respond, and then I'm going to have you back on the other side.
Exactly. We just need to understand how to win elections first and foremost. And, yes, that means appealing to social cultural issues that anger voters and scare your voters if necessary. I know that may sound kind of cynical, but that's what needs to be done. And then once you're in power, then you can start, making things work again.
All right. I love it. Eric Lindrum, he'll be back with us. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. Stay tuned.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. And we share your Christian worldview. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. And investors are diversifying their portfolios every month with physical gold and silver with Direct Bullion USA. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653. And get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me online at the Carl Jackson Show. I'm on X. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on True Social. I am on Gitter. And also subscribe to my podcast, The Carl Jackson Show, wherever you go to get your podcast. Also, I'm joined by my guest, Eric Lindrum. He's a columnist at AM Greatness, amgreatness.com. You can also check out his podcast, The Right Take Podcast, and find him on X at The Right Pod. And Eric is talking about, basically, we haven't been playing effectively when it comes to politics and elections. We're still saying, many of us in the conservative movement, including myself, it's the economy, stupid. Sometimes I go back and forth with this. I get frustrated at gas prices and food prices. You guys hear me on air. But there are other people that simply are not motivated by that, and we've seen that in the elections. So when I want to win. I want to win in November. It's as simple as that. So this is why I have brought Eric on to talk about this issue. Because, Eric, you talk about many of these cultural and social issues that, frankly, Governor Ron DeSantis, we talked about that. He won on these issues big time in Florida before Glenn Youngkin did. But there's something about the Republican and conservative voter. We know instinctively the answers to these cultural issues, but we don't talk about them. But we have to.
Yeah, and I, for the life of me, can't understand why the GOP just can't help but revert back to default factory setting every election. GDP, taxes, regulation, deficit. You know, they talk about fiscal issues. That's all they have ever known for the last 40 years or so. Because as you point out, yeah, between, you know, Governor DeSantis, Governor Youngkin, cultural issues can deliver landslides, as in Florida, or significant flips, like what Youngkin did. He flipped a blue state, a state that has been blue longer than not in recent memory. So, and the best part about this is, people suggest, like, oh, well, if you're not going to talk about fiscal conservatism, then you're sacrificing what it means to be Republican. No, actually, you're not. If you run on these cultural issues, being against CRT and, you know, state-mandated racist curriculum, if you run against transgenderism and this insanity, this, you know, mass mutilation and grooming of little kids, you're absolutely running on conservative principles. The right, you know, of parents to have a right in their kids' education, you know, to rejecting sexual degeneracy and all the stuff the left is now freely embracing. You're not sacrificing anything. If anything, you're running as even more conservative than the fiscal conservatives. But the important thing to talk about is which voters matter the most here. And as you say, some voters don't seem to care anymore. This is because we need to understand, voters who are prepared to vote based on their pocketbook, you know, opening up their wallet and seeing how light it is, sure, you know, their grocery price, their grocery receipt, you know, their gas prices, they ultimately will vote at the end of the day, most likely.
That's the base. Essentially, that's the base.
Yes, they will vote based on their pocketbook, based on their bottom line, without any prodding by us. We do not need to spend millions on extra ads talking about the latest monthly jobs report. These people are already committed to us. If we're still trying to go after them by nonstop economic messaging, that's making the mistake of what's known as selling past the close. These people are already committed to voting for you, but you're going to continue wasting energy and time and, you know, and breath, you know, pitching to these people who are already on your side when you should be going for the people who otherwise would not vote for you. And again, that's what Glenn Youngkin did. He did primarily, of course, he shored up the Trump base by accepting Trump's endorsement and not disavowing him, not playing the never Trump game. But he reached out to, you know, upper class voters, and namely, yes, that cursed demographic we always hear about, white suburban voters, suburban white women in the northern areas of Virginia that border D.C., who 1 year prior most likely voted for Joe Biden. Then 1 year later, they turned around and voted for Glenn Youngkin. And how did he do that? He talked about the stuff that affects them directly, namely their kids. Hey, you know, you saw what happened in Loudoun County. Do you want to risk your daughter going to a school where boys can put on skirts and then go into women's restrooms and locker rooms and rape your daughters, and the school will side with the rapist, by the way, and call your daughter a transphobe? If you support that, then sure, vote for Terry McAuliffe. You know, do you support state-mandated public curriculum that teaches, you know, black children that they are inherently oppressed and teaches white kids that they are evil and racist by virtue of the color of their skin? If that's what you support, by all means, vote for Democrats. But if you don't like how the idea of what that sounds like, then we got a solution for you. It's me. Vote for the Republican Party. And that will have those voters, those upper middle class voters, clutching their pearls more tightly than they ever would over any mean Trump tweet, and they will rush to the polls to go vote for Republicans, whether it's Glenn Youngkin or this year if it's President Trump.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because obviously that worked well for Governor Glenn Youngkin at the time, and it seemed to me, Eric, that we were at the height of all of this stuff. All of this stuff was being exposed. We had the COVID lockdowns. Parents were able to view what their kids were being taught and how they were being indoctrinated, and mm-hmm. there was outrage, perhaps even a peak of outrage. Do you think that's still carrying over now? I mean, obviously we have people out there like Riley Gaines fighting against this trans issue. We have the Chloe Coles out there, the detransitioners, if you will. But is there enough fervor? Is this stuff seen enough or mentioned enough to get the same results in a national election in 2024 that Glenn Youngkin now did years ago?
Absolutely. The answer is yes. The energy is still there. The only problem is whether or not the GOP is willing to talk about it. Just one example is that last year, this is an election nobody talked about. The Loudoun County attorney, you know, basically their district attorney, the one who prosecuted the father, by the way, Scott Smith, the father of the girl who was raped in Loudoun County by a boy who identified as a girl, and then he got beaten and arrested by police for trying to call it out, and then her office tried to prosecute him. She lost re-election. She barely lost re-election. You know, and this is, you know, 2 years after it happened. So, and it was definitely, I think, entirely due to that case and the backlash from it. So the energy is there. It just needs to be tapped into. The GOP needs to stop talking about the economy and start talking about the things that matter to these voters, which, again, are the social and cultural issues. President Trump understands this very well, because when he ran in 2016, you know, he talked about what was his big issue. It was immigration, right? Now, of course, there's an economic factor to that, you know, jobs being taken away, what have you. But he talked about that, but he also framed it more from a broader sense of American identity is at stake. These hordes of third world illegal aliens are flooding our border. And, you know, as recently he made the comments, quote, poisoning the blood, as it were, which even The Hill admitted his poll numbers actually went slightly up after those comments to show that a lot of Americans agree with that. At a base level, this sense of national identity being threatened, that was the core of his campaign message. That's what he said in his inauguration speech. You know, this American carnage stops right here and stops right now. He, of course, a lot of great economic side effects as a result of his agenda, but he never made that the focal point. That's why he did so well. That's why Glenn Youngkin did so well. That's why Republicans in Florida have done so well. The national GOP, once again, needs to play catch up to what President Trump is doing.
All right, good stuff. Eric, listen, can you stick with me for one more segment? I have a couple more questions that I want to ask, and I want to ask you about this Super Bowl with Taylor Swift, because I think you have something to say about that.
Absolutely, I can stick around. Happy to.
All right, we'll be back. Eric Lindrum from AM Greatness. We'll be back in a few.
Live in the PainFreeRelieffactor.com studios, this is the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I am joined by my guest, Eric Lindrum of AM Greatness. If Republicans want to win in 2024, they're going to have to start tugging on the heartstrings of their voters, just like Democrats often do. Eric, and again, you've written about this in your column. I encourage every single one of you out there to please read this column. Guys, listen, when somebody offers me information that's better than my own, takes that are better than my own. I'm not stingy when it comes to liberty or freedom. I want to win in 2024, and I want to win bigly, as President Trump would say. And it is very, I think this is crucial. I think this is important. And as much as I harp on the economy, and you and I do, I think Eric is right. That's typically the base. You've already secured those voters. Republicans have already secured the voters that care about the economy. But you have people that are waffling, that are concerned about emotional issues. Let's take this for example, Eric. You write about some of the ways in which President Trump was able to kind of create his base. Again, you were talking about obviously the borders, or President Trump was, and he was appealing to a populist sentiment that was out there that other people or other politicians were unwilling to say, and just kind of call a spade at that point in time. And frankly, it was weird, because I remember tracking him in 2016, and I was a big Ted Cruz guy. I did not want Trump. I wanted Ted Cruz at the time, and I was like, Ted, jump on this issue, jump on this issue. And before you know it, Trump would do it. And I'm like, what is it about these politicians that don't see? And I love Ted Cruz, but obviously he didn't have that ability to see that. And I would say this too, Eric, and I want to get your response to this. When it comes to East Palestine, Ohio, I remember thinking last year, if DeSantis wants to get a head up or a lead up on Trump, he better go there. He didn't. Trump did. It's stuff like that, that emotional connection that voters want. Am I right?
Absolutely. President Trump, and again, this is the beauty of the Trump phenomenon, that despite being a billionaire from New York, he was able to relate to the American people, the American worker, so much better than any of these other politicians when they go to the Iowa caucuses and they're eating their hot dogs at the festivals, whatever, trying to look like normal people. And then that's one of my favorite things from 2016, that festival. And I'm trying to remember what it was in Iowa, but they all show up wearing, you know, like flannel and jeans, whatever. And then Trump flies in his helicopter, lands there in his helicopter in his full suit, everything. And everyone flocks to him. Everyone wants to go see Trump. It's something about the way he communicates. And yes, the things he says and does. As you point out, President Trump sent relief supplies there, I believe, huge bottles of water for people to drink because, of course, you know, the water is contaminated. Because that right there, Ohio, the Rust Belt, the heart, it was once the backbone of America, the working class, the middle class, the white working class there that is the base of President Trump's coalition. And he understands that. Biden clearly doesn't get it, and clearly most Republicans don't get it either.
Okay, so we only have a minute and a half left. I'm going to ask you to do something difficult, but I think you can pull it off. Gen Z, you talk about millennials and Gen Z. They're concerned about gun control. They're concerned about climate change. Talk to us about Taylor Swift and the paranoia from the right. I think this is absolutely crazy. And I do want to ask you this, too. When we look at the persecution of Trump, instead of reflecting on his own issues, which I think is important, he's gaining votes as a result of that. Should he be looking at Hunter Biden and saying, guys, this would never happen to you. You would never get that type of favor. That's a lot to handle, Eric. But go ahead. Hunter Biden, Taylor Swift, Gen Z. 1 minute.
Okay. So the Taylor Swift thing is absolute garbage. All right. There's this conspiracy theory being spread by some fringe figures on the right that Taylor Swift and this romance with this NFL player, Travis Kelce, is a big deep state psyop. I'm not kidding. That's the words they've used. To swing the election for Biden because of their whirlwind romance. The Kansas City Chiefs are supposedly going to win a rigged Super Bowl, and then Kelce on the field will get down on one knee and propose to Taylor Swift, and their whirlwind Disney romance will sweep in tens of millions of normies and apolitical Americans, and they'll all be convinced, brainwashed, hypnotized by Swift to vote for Biden in November. It's nonsense. There's absolutely no evidence to back this up. She's no more influential than any other celebrity. Yes, she's really popular right now, but recent polls suggest that she does not have that sway over voters the way people seem to think she will.
Now, Eric, we only have 20 seconds left. Tell you what, let's end it there. You and I agree. This Taylor Swift thing is absolute nonsense. I'm not scared of Taylor Swift. You should not be scared of Taylor Swift in the listening audience. Eric Lindrum from AM Greatness. Thanks for joining us, man. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Carl. As always, it's a pleasure to be on.
Take care.
We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain.
The acclaimed film America Invaded is coming to Salem now. After 2 wars and 20 years, are we safer now? Pre-order the uncensored version of America Invaded at salemnow.com. Oh,
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Guys, again, I want to encourage you to please go read this column. It's still not the economy, stupid. This is a young man, young conservative. He is absolutely brilliant. He's not conceited about it or anything like that, but the guy, he writes incessantly for AM Greatness. He does a great job, mostly news stories, but every once in a while he'll write something like this that is an opinion based upon what he's seeing and the information that he's gathering from his news stories. But one of the reasons why Trump is doing so well in the primary, if you remember, he and Ron DeSantis were basically mano y mano, neck and neck, all right? When Ron DeSantis hadn't got in yet. Now, I think DeSantis made some mistakes. He waited way too long for sure. I think, listen, I'm not one that will say he should have never got in or, you know, whatever. Listen, man, it's a free country. We're Americans. We should have choices. But you do have to understand that what he was going against was an uphill battle because he was running against, in my opinion, justice. Now, I love Governor Ron DeSantis, but the only way he was going to beat that emotional connection was to create emotional connections. I felt it was a missed moment in Ohio. Even heard Selena Zito talk about it on another show not too long ago, and it was funny. I was like, man, I thought the exact same thing. But you even look at Trump's polls, one of the reasons or when they started skyrocketing is when Alvin Bragg, the first, you know, prosecution in New York came and people were like, oh, wait a minute, they just set a precedent here. So I'm going to throw every other candidate to the side. It's that emotional bond. They literally drew people towards Trump. Emotion works. It works on the right and it works on the left. You and I all know, listen, it's the economy, stupid. Yes, yes, we get it. But we have to win. And there are a lot of people, sadly, including especially in Generation Z and the millennial generation, not all, but a good portion of them, that aren't motivated by the same things we're motivated by. They have this new morality, this climate change. They have gun control. They're motivated by these types of things. And by the way, we talked about Taylor Swift briefly. We talked in my podcast. Check out my podcast. Eric was on earlier today, the Carl Jackson Show, and we talked about that issue a little more extensively. Carl, why would you waste time on Taylor Swift? Actually, it wasn't necessarily just about Taylor Swift. It's about all the hoopla that's been stirred up on the right with Taylor Swift. Guys, chill out. Taylor Swift does not have as big of an impact on the electorate as you might think. I think Eric outlined, he has a column on this, too. If it's not up, it's coming out, where she impacted, I think, 35,000 or swayed 35,000 votes in the election against Senator Marsha Blackburn and her opponent in Tennessee. So, yeah, 35,000 more people came out. But is she going to have – that wasn't a massive number then. It did deep to Blackburn a lot. But still, Marsha Blackburn, I think she still won by double digits. So, listen – Taylor Swift is a known quantity. Don't get distracted with cray cray. Hey, seriously, I don't give a flip if Taylor Swift goes to the Super Bowl. Neither should you. If she endorses Joe Biden, you know what? If she endorses Joe Biden, that's an endorsement in February, and you literally have 9 months to continue to watch the economy go down, to continue to watch men steal endorsements from female surfers, to watch men win female races, running track, to CRT, DEI. We got, a drooling president, war that's breaking out in the Middle East. So don't get distracted by this crap. And I feel like it is a lot of the right. And a lot of grifters, let's be real, on the right are playing into this psyops game because they want clicks. Don't get caught up in the distractions. Focus on 2024. Taylor Swift, if she endorses Joe Biden, so what? Most celebrities are left wing. That's the America that we live in. I understand that she's big. She's not going to change, in my opinion, the election one iota. All right, maybe an iota, but not enough to swing an election, in my opinion. So don't get stuck there. I want to play this video clip for you. This is the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And guys, listen, you cannot. The reason why we're getting into these foreign policy conflicts unnecessarily, because the left knows, I'm sorry, the world knows that America is weak under the leadership of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and under the leadership, of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. This guy straight up disappeared and did not tell his superiors. Here's what he had to say about it. Video clip number two, por favor, Mr. McConnell.
Now, I want you all to know that to know why this happened. I was being treated for prostate cancer. The news shook me, and I know that it shakes so many others, especially in the black community. It was a gut punch. And frankly, my first instinct was to keep it private. I don't think it's news that I'm a pretty private guy. I never liked burdening others with my problems. It's just not my way. But I've learned from this experience. So taking this kind of job means losing some of the privacy that most of us expect. The American people have a right to know if their leaders are facing health challenges that might affect their ability to perform their duties, even temporarily. So a wider circle should have been notified, especially the president.
All right. Okay. So listen, and I hope that Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, I hope that he is completely healed. I'm sorry. That statement is nonsense. Let's just be real. Guys, believe it or not, I'm a pretty private guy. All right. When I'm not off of radio, I'm not as boisterous, believe it or not. I observe a lot. I don't speak as much. It might shock you. But there is, he could remain private, but he could still inform his superiors, especially Joe Biden, of what was going on. And then just say, I'm not going to mention this to the public. I'm going to take some time off to deal with this, but I'm not going to mention this part to the public. It's as simple as that. And I think it set a dangerous precedent. We'll be back to talk about that. Carl Jackson, in for the Officer Tatum.
When my mind is free, you know a melody can move me.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
Honey, I am like a different woman. I mean, finally one day I kept seeing that commercial. And I said, what the heck? What do I got to lose? I started feeling a little bit better. So I got my sister on them. I got my daughter on them. I can't say enough about them. I really can't. Those commercials that you all do is the truth.
Step into the new year with a new you. Start your journey to better health by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and signing up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. This limited-time offer has been extended for a short period. Act fast. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code Brandon.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshell
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.work and use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job postings.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Live in the pain-free ReliefFactor.com studios, this is the Officer Tatum Show.
Man, Tom O'Connor is on a roll tonight. Good music, good music. All right, the number to call in, 844-900-7243. Again, that number, 844-900-7243 is the number to call into the program. So you heard Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Listen, and I think I used the wrong word. I didn't mean precedent. He set a bad precedent, even though he did set a bad precedent, I think, for underlings in the White House or under the leadership of any administration, under the leadership of any president. I think that's insane. But it showed our adversaries and our allies alike, frankly, that no one's running the show. I mean, the White House is being run on autopilot. That is what our enemies have picked up. And they see the weakness in Joe Biden already. Ben Shapiro had a great column, how weakness breeds aggression. He's absolutely right. Obviously, you had 3 soldiers that died in Jordan, 34 others were injured. Biden telling our enemies don't has not worked, and his administration just saying don't. It hasn't worked. Our enemies are emboldened. They will not be deterred unless something happens where they feel the pain. You guys may remember back in 2019, it was former President Trump that's and I'm reading from this column. Iranian-backed proxy groups stormed the U.S. embassy compound in Iraq. They killed a U.S. contractor. And then here's what Trump had to say. He said, quote, "Iran is orchestrating an attack on the U.S. embassy in Iraq." He went on to say they will be held fully responsible, quote unquote. And then on January 2nd, 2020, the defense secretary said there were, quote, indications, close quote, that Iran was planning, quote, additional attacks, quote unquote, on American targets. And then you know what happened? You know what happened on January 3rd? They killed a guy by the name of Qasem Soleimani. He was Iran's top terrorist commander. We all remember that. And then the American left went nuts. Oh, he's going to get us into World War III. All the Middle East is going to go completely insane. He leaves the White House with the Abraham Accords intact. And also, Iran blustered. If they would do anything, if Trump does anything, they're going to go at America. All this kind of stuff. And then Trump then threatened this. He then threatened this. All right. Let this serve as a warning that if Iran strikes any Americans or American assets, we have targeted 52 Iranian sites, all right, representing the 52 American hostages that were taken by Iran years ago. And he said some at very high level and important to Iran and the Iranian culture and those targets, and Iran itself will be hit very fast and very hard. Now, here's the difference. They believed Donald Trump because he had just killed Soleimani. You know what's already happening in this region of the world? These people are scattering. These terrorists are scattering because Biden and his team are already letting them know what they're going to do. So they're leaving those spots. Insane. We'll be back in the next hour.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.